strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 10th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
It's been 9 days of lower than negative 30 weather in a row. So I'm very cold. So nothing to do but watch live feeds. And then the feeds are boring. So I could be better, but it's fine. We're here. We'll break it down.
Yes. Not a whole lot going on the feeds. In fact, honestly, there's probably more to update in terms of jurors on Twitter than anything else.
And I'm not up to date with those, so it's on you, Taryn.
All right. Well, we are here to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity 2 live feeds. And so we'll get into that. Ricky, Lolo, and Tamar had a conversation where Ricky was wondering, which of you should I nominate if the veto is used? Because one of you will have to go on the block. Maybe you guys should just decide. Because I don't want to piss anyone off because I want you both to take me to the final two. And they were like, not me.
Yeah, I like Ricky's like, do either of you care if you go up on the block? And Tamar's like, I care. I don't really understand why people think I'm such a threat in the end. Ricky's like, well, it doesn't matter because as long as you have one vote, I break the tie. I'm obviously going to keep both of you. Like, it doesn't matter. And this is Ricky's continuous thing is he likes to say, oh, well, it doesn't matter anyways. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But like things could go wrong. So.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. Lolo is concerned that if she goes on the block, that Tamar would choose Candy over her because Tamar and Candy have a thing, and she had talked previously about like, hey, I can't vote Candy out because of our previous relationship outside the house, and so Tamar's like, nah, I wouldn't do that. I'd never do that. I don't know Candy anything. Candy's a terrible person. I hate her. She hates me. She's going to go back to her friends who hate me. And so I don't know her. And I don't know her nothing.
Yeah. She's like, I already showed her I have interest in having a relationship outside of this house. Like I have known her for 20 years. She's the one who's done this BS to me. I don't know anything about her. I don't have to have her as a friend, even though she's like, I showed her that I want a relationship with her. And then she's like, but I don't have to have her as a friend. It's fine. And she's basically talking about how Candy is horrible, which I've seen no evidence of Candy being horrible. But OK, Tamar,
this is such a perfect representation of how Tamar plays the game where like her goal in this conversation is to convince Lolo that she would keep her if she's on the block to keep herself off the block. Right. But she also hates Candy a little bit, I think, but basically the way that she needs the only thing she needs to do in this conversation is, of course I wouldn't get you. I need Candy to leave. We can't beat Candy. She'll beat us all in the end. I know that I have a better chance against you. I have incentive to keep you in the game, Lolo. That's the convincing argument that she can make. Instead, she does a 180 on what she had previously said to Lolo, which freaks Lolo out in the first place, and uses this slash and burn and just get salt the fields, just get rid of everything. I hate Candy. She's a terrible person. I'll never take her. Never and ever. Never.
Well, and then Lolo's like, don't you think Candy could beat us in the end? And Tamar's like, no, everybody hates Candy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Lolo's like Candy can win. Like, she's respected. She's got no blood in her hands. And Tamar's like, respect. Nobody likes Candy.
Yeah. It's like, Tamar, can you please just pick? Just pick a way that you're going to argue this and stick with it. I don't even care if you choose the right way or the wrong way. Just pick a way, because this is exhausting. But I guess at the same time, this is the main entertainment of the day. So whatever.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there are going to be a lot of choices from Tamar today that just blow my mind in terms of how terrible they are with the game and jury management. And this is just the start of it. It's just, I don't know what she's thinking, especially if she actually does want to take Candy to the end. It's like she should, and even if she wants to, even if, like, whatever it is, just say that Candy can beat them in the end. It's gonna make them more likely to take you and less likely to take Candy. Why are you trying to convince them that Candy can't win? That, like, if they were thinking properly, if they were actually convinced by you, if you succeeded in your convincing, then they would go, you know what? Why don't we just keep Candy, who can't win competitions and we can beat in the end, over Tamar, who can win competitions and maybe we can beat in the end? There's, between the two of them, Candy seems like the much better option, according to Tamar.
Yeah, well, and I think everyone's just kind of gone to the point where they don't really believe what Tamar says. Like, that you have to just ignore the majority of what comes out of her mouth if you want to be able to work with her.
Yeah, and she keeps, like, flopping back and forth between two completely opposite, like, things. And even Lolo is just like, wait, you said, like, the opposite the other day. It's like, no.
Yeah, when Lolo is the one calling you out for your consistency, you've got a problem.
Very true. Very true. So they also discuss potentially taking Dina out before Candy. They feel like, Dina, she doesn't really deserve to be there as much as Candy, that she would not be representative of the season if she were to get to the final two, which is very true, because the season has been just negative and terrible and awful, and Dina is nice and sweet and lovely.
Yeah, that this is something Ricky brings up a few times over the course of the day, of like, what represents our season? What do we want to, you know, represent all of us? And he's just trying to plant seeds to win, like, all day is just Ricky being like, I need to get to the final two and I need to make people believe that I don't really want to win because I think I can beat all of these people.
Yes, Ricky really trying very hard over the course of the entire day to get there. Like, it's making it very clear to me that Ricky has been playing the game this whole time, that all of his little things, like, he thinks are probably a lot more effective than they actually are. But he is trying. So we got Ricky and Lolo, and this was one of these conversations. Ricky was wondering, hey, Lolo, final two, what happens if you win the final four? Who are you thinking about the final two partners potentially? What are your thoughts? And Lolo is like, just not sure at the moment exactly what I'm going to do. And Ricky's like, okay.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, definitely. You should look your alliance member in the face and say, yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to do with the end game. I don't know. Maybe I'll take you. Maybe I won't take you. And Ricky goes on about, you know, my heart is telling me I have to make a deal. I have to make sure I make it to the final two. Like, I would consider not winning the final HOH if people would take me. But if I don't know that people are going to take me, I'm going to have to fight for it. So this could be a good deal for you guys, since, you know, Marissa won last year after she won the final HOH.
Yeah, he's trying to, he's like, hey, you know, going into the final two with a win right under your belt, like, you just won it, you got some momentum. I feel like that's really going to give you a good shot here to win the game. And Lolo is like, well, but why would you want to go to the end with somebody that will beat you? He's like, I don't need to win. I just want to get there and, you know, say, hey guys, I got here. I'm just a guy in the final two.
Yeah. He's like, it's not really a loss to me. Like, only one person can win, and maybe winning is just playing your part the best that you can.
Yeah.
Ricky, just stop. And, Lolo's like, yeah, I don't know. I need to pray about it.
So I tweeted this out yesterday. We'd been having some low Christmas comparisons, Christmas from Big Brother 19, because of how disgusting people were getting last week. And, you know, that was similar to Big Brother 19. And now she's really just like helping with those comparisons with this whole, the previous day she told Tamar, I don't know who I'm going to take to the final two. Now she's telling Ricky, yeah, I don't know who I'm going to take to the final two. Those are your two allies that want you to take them to the final two. If you tell them both that you're not going to take them, then neither of them will want you even close to the final four.
Yeah, it's not a good look. But again, like, Lolo can't make decisions. Look at her trying to make nominations on live TV. Oh, I can't decide. It's like those nominations could not have been more clear and she couldn't decide. And I think even like if Lolo were to win at Final Four, I think she would have a really hard time choosing who to bring. Like, it would be another moment like that.
Yeah, that's I don't know, Julie.
I don't know.
To make a decision. I can't. You're going to get the HOH taken from you.
I feel like you're giving Julie so much more agency in that situation. I feel like Julie was like, Lolo, you have to make it right now. You have to make it right now.
Julie gets her cell phone over. I got a speed dial. Arissa, she'll know what to do. Arissa, what do I say here? You can and you will. What does that mean? You can and you will.
You can and you will. You will.
Lola's like, no, I won't.
I can't and I won't. The Lolo Jones story.
All right, Lolo's evicted. Do the competition over with three people.
Oh my God.
All right, so.
Cool.
Lolo not really into the idea that so Ricky is suggesting, like, hey, maybe I should just let you guys compete in the final four HOH and then you'll both take me. He's trying to do anything he can to convince Lolo to take him to the final. I think he realizes he will beat Lolo or Tamar, and so he just needs anything, whatever. He's going to throw everything against the wall to try and convince them both that they need to take him to the final two. Lolo not really buying it at the moment, and that's not good for Lolo in the eyes of Ricky, because Ricky had been feeling Lolo is perfect. She's going to take me to the final two. I can beat her. She's wonderful. But if Lolo is not going to take him to the final two, or even if she's just not a guarantee to take him to the final two, he needs to start rethinking, because Lolo could very well win that final four competition and gift the win to somebody else in his eyes, or maybe even take the win from him if she takes Tamar. So he gets his wheels turning.
Yes, Ricky is really thinking about this a lot. And so he then goes to Tamar and has a very similar conversation. And the other thing Ricky keeps saying all day is like, yeah, I don't really know if the HOH means that much at this point. Like, are people making deals? Like, I don't know. It's kind of late in the game for that. It doesn't really matter. Like, don't really have bargaining power, as he's trying to make deals all day. Just so funny to me.
Power? I have no power. I'm not threatening at all. I've had no power in this game. I'm just a silly guy who's in a house just wandering around and have no power. And you should take me to the final two because I'm so weak and worthless.
Yeah, really trying to minimize that, which is, I think, silly because so the HOH was like fairly physical. I'm getting the impression just based on how sore everyone was yesterday and how tired they were. So, I mean, he probably seems fairly threatening at this point.
It's like these people, it's like they're playing Big Brother 2 and they're figuring out the game as they go. And, you know, Ricky, bless his heart, is like, you know, he's like Nicole from Big Brother 2. Like, he's figuring out the strategy as it goes and he thinks he's really slick here. But, you know, Nicole made it to the final too.
Yeah. Well, and if everyone else is on that same level, like, they're not all watching all the feeds like us. So, it could work out for him. And I must say, I will be very disappointed if we have the season where we go into the final five with four women. And if Ricky wins, I'll be very disappointed if the one man makes it to the end. At least it's not a white man, I guess. But I'd be very disappointed in a man winning this season.
Well,
and it could happen.
Root for a Candy Vito.
I am.
Yeah.
Very hard. It's all that I want.
So then we get Ricky and Tamar. Ricky is going to go to Tamar and be like, hey, Tamar, what are your thoughts on the final two? Because they have a final two. Ricky has made a final two with Tamar previously, and so he's just kind of checking in, like, okay, Lolo just gave me an I'm not sure, which usually means in Big Brother, definitely not, I'm taking somebody else. But in Lolo's case, it actually means I'm not sure. But of course, nobody's going to interpret it that way. And so Tamar is like, yeah, we're good. We have a final two. Yeah.
Well, and then they do have in their final two, it's kind of the idea of both of them just want to get to the end, right? Is how they're portraying it to each other.
They both absolutely think they're going to beat each other.
Yeah, like they both think they can beat each other. So they're both being like, yeah, we should just get to the end and see what happens. And Tamar's like, well, should we maybe get rid of Lolo because she actually wants to win? Look at this.
Yeah, because I think from Tamar's perspective, I honestly think she thinks she can beat anyone. I really do.
She really does.
They downplayed Dina's chances. She's like, Dina's done nothing. Dina can't win. Candy, nobody likes Candy. She can't win. She plans on going to the end with Ricky. She knows that Lolo is pretty hated. I think Tamar thinks she beats everyone. I personally think she beats no one. So that is an interesting contrast. So she is thinking, well, it maximizes my odds and our odds, Ricky, to get to the final two where I win no matter what, if Lolo is not here anymore. And Ricky's kind of like, oh, not sure. You know, I was in a great spot when I thought Lolo was going to take me to the final two. This is going on in his head, I'm pretty sure. Now that she's not sure if she's going to take me to the final two, might actually make sense to get rid of her now because she is pretty likely to win that final four. And if she takes you instead of me, that would not be good. And if we come up with this kind of like compromise with each other where we just kind of take out the wishy-washy middle person, aka like Survivor Amazon, then maybe we can make something work here, and we are a lot more likely to win that final four HOH ourselves, take each other, and then I win, even though you think you'll win, and Tamar feels the same.
They both feel the same way that they're going to win. Yeah, and Tamar says, I feel better about keeping people who make it clear where they stand, which is like, I get that, and I get that you both want to make sure you get to the end, but if they leave Dina and Candy both there, there is the possibility that Candy wins and takes Dina. None of them make it to final two.
They're both dramatically underestimating the chances of Candy or Dina winning a competition, which is like so happy for me. I really, really want them to go through with this so that Candy and Dina are still there. It would
big
be so good.
Same. I want Candy at the end so badly.
Basically, Ricky, the way things are going, this may or may not increase Ricky's chances of winning the game, but it would also dramatically increase Candy's chances of winning the game, which I'd be very pleased with.
Yes. Well, as you are a well-known Candy stan, yes. Karen's first stanning Candy.
Before she even got strategic, too. The morning before.
Yeah, there are receipts out there.
Yeah.
You did this before that happened. So good job, Taryn. Very proud of you.
Ricky feels like, all right, if Candy or Dina win the veto, then I have to put Lolo up. And at that point, we'll see.
Yeah, and he's very much presenting it as, well, if either Dina or Candy win the veto and use it, I have to put someone up. I'd rather put Lolo up than Tamar because Tamar is saying she'll take me to the final two. And, you know, I mean, if that happens, it happens. And he's very much not making a clear decision there either, which is hilarious because that's why they don't trust Lolo. But there it is.
Yeah. So that's in the works. There's a chance that Lolo goes home here, which would be very interesting. Very, very interesting. And also there's a chance that Dina goes home instead of Candy, which is also very interesting. And I think that would be terrible for, well, I think, like I said, I think Tamar's already lost, so it doesn't really matter. So never mind.
Yeah, I think Dina going is probably the, I don't know, because this is all happening on Wednesday, right? Is how it works?
Vetoes, Yeah, the eviction is Wednesday. Live,
yeah, because the Monday show is apparently a recap show.
Yes.
That's what I saw.
Tomorrow,
so I don't really know.
They're doing the recap. Mark McGrath comes in, Marissa comes in, and they talk about their feelings about the last 3 weeks.
I don't really understand why we need a recap on a season of 3 weeks and like 13 episodes, but okay, cool. So I guess it doesn't really matter what happens for like an exciting result, because it's not like we're going to get feeds after and we're not going to get much of an episode after. So whatever. Anyone can go home. I don't even care.
Yeah, it's like I said yesterday, I feel like they do have a lot of footage that they left on the cutting room floor over the course of the season. However, first of all, I don't trust them to not show everything that we've seen already in this episode. Like, they could make an entire episode fully from stuff that has never been seen before, but I guarantee you, like, half of it will be stuff that we've seen before.
No.
Which is terrible. And but
they're
going
to be like, we have these pre-prepared clips already. We can just stick them together. It's easy.
Exactly. And also, like, even though we do have a bunch of stuff that we could see that we haven't seen, it's just like,
it's irrelevant now.
It's 3 weeks. Like, I will say, if they do my idea of real conversations versus Tamar retells, I'll be pretty pleased. I really want to see that edit.
I guarantee you they're not making that, and you're going to have to make that yourself. You're going to have to go back, pull some feed clips, and make that video yourself.
See, that's the thing. I want somebody to make it, whether the producers make it or whether some person makes it. I don't want to do that.
You have all of the skills, Taryn.
All of the skills except for the desire to want to see it instead of having to make it piece by piece.
Well, I don't know. That could be your best, best performing YouTube video of all time, and it's you're just true. Not making it. So that's on you.
We'll see. Tamar does talk to Lolo. She tries to see where Lolo's head is at again in regards to who she's taking the final two. Lolo still not going to commit to anything solid here. She does indicate that she is a little bit worried that she can't beat Ricky, which I think is a pretty decent read, and that she's probably in her head thinking, I probably have a better chance of beating Tamar, which is, I think, very true. I get that sense from her, but again, no real commitment to a final two at this point. Tamar is also going to tell Lolo throughout the day. One of the Tamar quotes for Lolo: "Don't associate with them, Tom and Kate. Don't associate with them outside of the house. Socially, just don't ever speak to them again. Just never associate yourself in a social sense with Tom or Kato. They're bad people." And Lola's like, yeah, I agree. We're here. Yeah, sure.
It's like, I'm not going to. I wasn't planning on it. And that also comes up a lot today, just like what they're going to do after finale, because they're like kind of over it. They're excited to hang out. They're like, Tamar has a concert, I guess, right after. So she's going to be out of town. And there's a lot of talk of Lolo being like, hotels here are so expensive. And Tamar's like, I have another bedroom. You could stay with me. Lolo's like, but you're going to be out of town. And Tamar's like, it's just one night. I'll be back. It's fine. We're going to party. Stay out. And I'm like, what's happening? Like,
yeah. Lolo, again, like, she just needs good friends, and Tamar is not a good friend to Lolo. Lolo under the influence of Natalie was bad. Lolo under the influence of Tamar, very bad. Lolo with Ricky is actually kind of decent, but this is definitely not good. And from Tamar's perspective, I just have no idea why she thinks she should do this, because she's not only like trashing Tom and Kato, Tom, who did nothing to her, Kato, who maybe you can argue deserves it from her, but Tom certainly doesn't. But she's also saying that nobody should associate with them, meaning anybody outside of the house who likes Tom, who wants to associate with Tom, they're doing something wrong because he's trash and you should not associate yourself with him. But please give me $250,000.
Yeah, Tom, vote for me, though. Cool. Well, I guess Tom was never voting for Tamar anyway. So
I think Tom absolutely would have. But that's what I'm saying. Even disregarding Tom, saying that you shouldn't associate with him means that, like, she's drawing a line. If you don't agree with me, then you should also not be associated with, basically. If you associate yourself with Tom, then I don't know. That's not okay in my book. And if you don't agree with her about Tom, then why would you give her your vote? Why wouldn't you just give anybody else your vote?
Yeah, no, you make a very good point. And then the other thing, too, is it goes back to this narrative of bullying that's been happening this whole season. Like, what people don't seem to realize is that being mean to someone is not bullying someone. Those are not the same things. Nobody was bullied in this house. They were more mean to Tom than Tom was to them. Because Tom didn't do anything. Like, Cato made some comments that were not okay, and maybe he deserves to not have them as friends or whatever, but nobody was bullied. Being mean to someone is not bullying them. Like, enough. There's no bullying at Big Brother. Just get out. Everyone stop. It's not real.
It's just Tamar just keeps doing this stuff, like trashing Candy, trashing Tom, like Candy, who is well liked and well respected from the jury. She is saying things like nobody likes her, she's a terrible person. Like, even if you're not like specifically saying Ryan Lochte is a terrible person, but if Ryan Lochte likes Tom or likes Candy, then he's going to feel a certain way about you trashing them nonstop for no reason. So just chill. You don't have to do this. There's no strategic purpose.
Yeah, she's really just alienating everyone. And I don't think Tamar is ever going to win just because this is the type of behavior that she exhibits when she should be trying to get votes instead of actively just throwing them away.
Yes, and I have fully come around to the fact that I do think Lolo will beat Tamar, and part of that is that Lolo, despite the fact that she is also doing some stuff,
what is that?
She's actually been doing some good things as well. One of them being an Instagram post directed at one Joey Lawrence about how great he is. Well, really, I mean, we know, right? Like, this is what she wrote, that, you know, I really misjudged Joey. You know, I didn't think he was that great until, you know, but he really showed his final true colors in the final few days of his time in the house. And he really showed what a great, fantastic person he is. And what we know that what Lolo means is that I thought he was a terrible, misogynist, terrible person until he agreed with me and that Tom was a terrible person and sided with me. And that made me think he was a great person. But from Joey's perspective, he's like, wow, those are some really kind words, Lolo. Thank you so much. And that's what he said in response to Lolo's social media post. So Lolo could very well get Joey's vote there.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
This whole season just feels like a fever dream. Like, the fact that we're going to have Joey Lawrence back on our screen on Wednesday to cast a vote for who wins Celebrity Big Brother. It's like, is this real life? Did it happen? I don't know. This is just crazy. But yeah, there's some just bare minimum dream management through social media rather than I'm going to talk crap about everybody.
Yeah.
Cool.
And you've got Dina in the house by herself talking about like, oh, Tom, I'm going to win this for you. I can't believe what they did to you.
That was so cute when Dina's like, I just want to say hi to anyone who's still watching. Tom, I know you are. I miss you. Cato, maybe you're watching. Joey, I know you're not watching. Like, it's just so cute. She's just like, come on, wish me luck. I need to win the veto. Tom, I know how it felt now when you only had me. I feel so alone. It's just so sad. Like, Dina.
I think it really helps accentuate just how terrible all of them really are at playing the game when, like, for us in this season, good jury management consists of not being mean to people.
Yep, just be nice.
And then if you go above and beyond, fantastic jury management is being like, hey, I like you, jury member. Whoa! Yeah, they have a guaranteed win in the end. Look at that jury management.
Yeah, it's, oh my god, it's an immediate vote. Like, honestly, even I think even Paul's jury management would be okay to win in this season. Like,
Paul at least pretended to like them.
Yeah.
Paul would win this season unanimously.
It's crazy. Wow.
So that's basically what's happening. I also, Tom is taking to Twitter. Tom is definitely pro Candy, pro Dina. That should not surprise anyone. He is also liking some tweets that are along the lines of definitely not Tamar. But if it's Tamar, definitely not Lolo. But if it's Tamar and Lolo, Lolo. And then definitely not Tamar or Lolo or Ricky. But if it's Ricky or whatever, at least Ricky is better than the other two. So it's looking like his preferences are Candy number one, Dina number two, Ricky number three, Lolo number four, Tamar number five. So interesting to note there from the social medias.
Well, and the vast majority of the jury are friends with Tom at this point. So I think he'll have a lot of pull. So that could be a good indicator of what the overall ranking of a winner would be.
Yes. And I think that Jonathan, from what I've seen on his social media, sort of echoes what I'm seeing from Tom. I know Jonathan he said that he liked Tom a lot on social media. Based on what I had seen from Marissa, though, she has, now that she's been in the house, she's like, oh no, I love them all. But prior to that, she was very much against Tamar and Lolo. I'm seeing a lot of, from my perspective, seeing the social media, I very much do think it's probably Dina first with Jonathan really wanting Dina, but I could see Candy having a shot potentially if it's Candy and Dina. But those two are definitely at the top. And then I do think, based on what I've seen, Ricky would be the number three, as long as he's up against Tamar or Lolo. And then I really do think that Lolo can probably beat Tamar at this point. So just an interesting thing to note. We don't usually have the jurors on social media that we can read into this. So it's interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's very strange to be able to get all this insight into what the jurors are thinking. I get it. It's celebrities. They probably wouldn't be willing to go to jury, but I hate this unsequestered jury nonsense. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
That is what it is.
I mean,
and you know what?
Honestly, I feel like this season it doesn't matter, because I do feel like that ranking of people like is genuinely the ranking of how well they played the game. Obviously not the case for last season. Sorry, Marissa, you're wonderful. But this season it doesn't matter because they were all so bad. But yes, definitely not a fan of this in most seasons.
Yeah. I guess everyone is just done so horribly with jury management that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's what we got for you.
You forgot when they were talking about how good junior mints are and that you need to mix them with hot popcorn. That was quite a conversation.
What a conversation.
What a time. I was sitting there. I was like, man, I should just turn these off. Nothing's happened in a while. And then Tamar starts like screaming about how it has to be with hot popcorn. Oh, and then they also they were talking about during the double eviction, how Ricky said to Tom, how did it feel when you knew it was just me and Tamar left in the competition in the veto? And how Tom was like, oh, that was a vicious comment. And then Ricky's like, I was just trying to show him how it feels when you're losing. And someone's like, fun, 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 fun. And then Tamar is just literally like, you said what? Ah, oh my God. You're the funniest person ever. So that was the
Tamar's like, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I wish that she's literally just like, she lets out these inhuman sounds, which is my favorite thing about Tamar by far. So,
yeah.
And that's it. I can't think of anything.
Imagine
else.
her final two speech. So she's basically, like, I went into the house and I was like, wah!
She's like, ah, I made it. I'm in the final two.
Even though I think Tamar has no chance to win the game, nor should she, I'm very pleased that she was on the season. I think Tom made the season what it was. I think Tamar was also helpful. I think without Tamar, it would have been worse because she was a bit of a wild card strategically as well. So I think thankful for that.
I think Tamar made the episodes and Tom made the feeds.
I don't know. All the casual people hate Tamar and love Tom.
Well, the casual people are wrong because I love them both. I love them both. I don't understand why we have to pick one. Like, it is not that serious. It's fine. We can like them both.
It's true. It's true. Like I said, Tamar, her game, yes, it's terrible. It doesn't mean that she's a terrible person. It doesn't mean we need to start trashing Tamar. It doesn't mean that we need to start doing all this crazy stuff. Say her game is terrible. That's all you need to say. You don't need to go any further.
Yeah. It's like she's entertaining. She always has been and she always will be. And we're lucky that we got her.
As Tom says, it's just a game. It's just a game.
And that also as Ricky says.
As the great Zen Ricky says. It's just a game.
It's just a game.
All right. So that's all we've got.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing else happened. Like Matt was right when he came in all black. Rest in peace, live feeds. But actually, please don't rest in peace. Please get exciting for the last few days. Please.
Yeah.
I just want someone to get in a fight. That's all I want.
Without Tom in the house, it really is. Like, I think Tim being gone is really showing us yet again that he really was the thing that made this season exciting. Well,
and it's not that he's exciting that much as a person.
He's a catalyst.
He just made the decisions that created it. Yes, exactly. So,
Because people keep thinking that I'm like gaga-eyed for Tom. I loved when I say that Tom made the season. I don't mean that like Tom, the personality, he's irreplaceable. Like, sure, I like Tom. I find him funny, but it's what he did to the strategy of the game. He was a catalyst. He was a very, very true wild card. He shocked us. He blindsided us with his decisions. He made things a lot more interesting. That's what I like about Tom. The reason I am gaga-eyed for Candy, because I do genuinely think that she is the actual best player of the season.
And she's so pretty too.
Right? She just always looks good. That's what I was saying before she got strategic.
Yeah, it was. So here's the thing. We all know Taryn stands Candy, not for her strategy, but for her look.
Yeah. And her poise, her intelligence, her respectability.
She just has this energy. Like last night, she was just sitting there, like staring at the, what do we call it? The faces?
The
memory wall. Thank you. I was like, words?
She's been studying a lot.
And she's just standing there staring at him. I was like, she is just so beautiful and regal. And I just love her so much.
So we will play they'll play the veto today. And we'll have a much better idea of what we're heading for for the final four once the veto is played. And that'll be something to report on tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I tell you everything that happened on the live feeds today. And tomorrow night, we will have the recap and we will recap the recap. And then Tuesday night, roundtable. Wednesday night, finale. That's all there is. Yeah. And so we'll also probably start going over some of these people's games tomorrow, maybe once the veto is played and I have a good idea of who's in the final four. I'd rather not do all five of them if I can help it.
And you can put a few of them together for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I'm thinking like two a piece, two each day, and plus a live feed recap, which would.
You might hit an hour.
Yeah. No, probably not.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We're playing fast and loose with these people because they're barely playing at all. So you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten is at Kirsten Said What?
Yeah, that's. I like how you say that. Kirsten said what?
What?
I feel like that's. I feel like that's the general reaction. Is I'll say something and people are like, what?
What? How dare you, Kirsten? What did you just say? Did you just say this podcast is over? Because it is. See you next time.
Bye.